WMFO in Medford, Sky Bar here. I'm happy to have Nat Friedberg going to join me in a couple songs. I'm going to play two tunes, then we'll be back and we'll talk to Nat about his new CD. He'll play some, we'll play some off the CD, and hope you enjoy it. Treat to have him on here. I'm really happy about it. But I'm going to play something from Tiger Bomb. We'll be back, as I said, in two songs.
Come on.
WMFO in Medford, as I said. That was Muck and the Myers with Hashtag Loneliness, Rumbar Records released before that. Started this with Tiger Bomb, a song called Baby Come On, off their new CD, Uproar. I'm here with Nat Friedberg. How you doing? Good to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm a huge, I was saying on the walk-in, huge fan of Upper Crust. Seen you guys a bunch. I've been playing you here on the station for a number of years. And now you get a solo effort.
That's right.
And what led to the, I guess, the decision to do some this as opposed to more Upper Crust stuff? Or
I just had a big backlog of songs that I had from years and years that I couldn't play on the Upper Crust because they weren't Upper Crust theme songs. So
right.
I figured, if I'd never recorded them, no one would ever hear them. So I figured I'd record them.
Sure.
And I didn't really have the intention of making a record, but I went in the studio with Ducky Carlisle, who has a studio right around here in Medford.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, and he's an amazing producer. He's got a couple Grammys, and it sounded pretty good, so we decided to make a record, and Lou at Rumbar, Lou Mansdorf, decided that he would put it out, so we got a record.
Yeah, Lou's a great guy. Yeah. We're gonna. I've listened to this a few times. It's a great release. I'm going to play a lot of it tonight, and you're going to play some stuff for us as well. So why don't you play something? We'll come back after that, play something off the CD,
okay,
and then we'll chat a little bit more about the show this Saturday, and a little bit more about Rumbar and things of that nature. But I'll let you have at it for now.
Cool. All right. Do I have any? Can I get some volume in my headphones?
That should be there. But
oh, this one here, beautiful.
You got it.
I got it. All right. Excellent. So, I like to play a song actually that's not on the record. It's a brand new song, or a couple months old anyway. And when you said that I should bring in an acoustic guitar, I started experimenting because I never play acoustic guitars.
I know the outrage on media was
widespread.
It was.
Yeah. People are just shocked and
you likened it to the Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan.
Comparison,
it's just like Dylan going electric, me going acoustic. I think I've lost all my fans. Anyway, I experimented with some songs, and this one seemed to sound good acoustic, so I'll play it. It's called Lonely Mile. Whoops. Doesn't sound good with a guitar string going suddenly a whole step flat. That's weird. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
People.
They're not going to bail on you.
I just got out of the cold car and the guitar is still warming up. Here we go. Thank you.
was the crowd that filled that place. Sad to see, there's no denying. All those people walking on that lonely mile. Just walking that lonely mile.
Good.
Thank you.
Have you ever played that before? I feel like I've heard it.
I played Justin and the Uncleans record release party at Sally O's a couple months ago. And I opened with that, but the sound was horrendous. So I didn't think anyone could hear it.
I could, because I recognized, I said, I've heard that. I was at that show. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, that's
good
funny. Tune. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yep. But I'm going to play some off your CD now, mm-hmm. and then we'll come back, play another one, and we'll talk a bit. But this is off Better Late Than Never, Nat's new CD. It's great stuff. We'll be back a little bit after these couple tunes. We'll be right back.
time has come where you stick around and linger on. Start thinking about the world to come. I said, pack your bags. It's a one-way ride, going back and forth and side to side. When you back where you're
That was World to Come off of Better Late Than Never. Before that, we played All My Love off of Better Late Than Never. Fantastic CD. I like the whole thing.
Thank you, Skybone.
And you have a show coming up at Once.
That's right.
Saturday.
Yeah, record release party Saturday with Justine and the Unclean and Watts. And it's going to be pretty awesome. It's upstairs at Once in the lounge area or whatever they call it. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic bands. That's a killer lineup.
It's going to be a good night. It'll be a fun night.
The boys from Watts have been in here before. Justine's been in a couple of times. Big fan, obviously, of both those bands.
I love both those bands. They're really carrying on the tradition of Boston rock as it ought to be carried on. It's great.
Yeah. And how did you know Lou? How the whole Rumbaugh thing come about?
Well, I knew Lou from around the scene, but we didn't really hang out. And then Jim Janota is in Justine and the Unclean, who have a couple records on Rumbar now, and he used to be in the upper crust, or he is in the upper crust essentially.
Right, not totally defunct.
So it was a pretty easy connection to make, and Lou, I played him the record, and he was enthusiastic about it, so.
Yeah, and if Lou likes something, he'll go all out.
Yeah,
he's to the wall with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a lot of enthusiasm, which is awesome.
Yeah, life of the party kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to play another one, and we'll
for sure.
And then I'm going to play after Nat does this. I'm going to play something else. So I'm going to play quite a bit of this CD, but we'll also play something by Watts and. Justine has a new single, Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke, off that, her latest CD. We'll play that as well. But I'm going to let Nat play one here now.
Okay. I figured I'd play an old Titanic song called Ahead of the Game. Could see. Well, I try not to think about the cannibal clowns, cause they don't even know you by your name. And you ahead of the game. Kid ahead of the game. In the gutter, lying in the gutter, talking gutter relief.
your father, past your mother, what could be bothering me? I'd like to think that I was coming around, but I can't seem to get it through my brain. And you ahead of the game. Get ahead of the game.
Very good.
That's how it ends. Yeah.
So the hand, I know you had some hand issues. The hand's doing good.
Ah, well, yeah. I still have one numb finger. but the
other than that, the other four are doing.
The other four are going pretty good. Yeah. they come back pretty well. Yeah. But yeah. So I've been playing a lot of guitar, and it's almost like I never had a problem with it. Yeah, it's good.
Riding the bike.
Yep. Get back on it.
Fantastic. I'm going to play something off the CD. We're going to play something by Watts or Justine. We'll be back. Nat's going to play one more. I'm going to talk a bit more, but I think we got something lined up from Better Late Than Never Now. And I'll probably follow that with something by Watts, who again are on that fantastic bill this Saturday at once.
She's all mine. She's a
That was Watts, a song called Queens. Before that, another one from Better Late Than Never called I Think I Died and Went to Heaven, here with Nat. And I'm a big fan of physical products. And right. I know it's nowadays it's hard, it's a money thing and everything, but I'm glad that a lot of people just do the digital download kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm one of those guys that like reading liner notes and credits and things of that nature. And it's a pretty cool little CD you got here.
Yeah, we got Crispin Wood did the artwork on it, the guitar player in the Bags.
Yep, I know of the Bags.
Yeah, he did a beautiful job.
Jim a Bags guy?
Jim was the Bags drummer, right.
And then Bags John guy. Hardy Bags was
the
big one. I've been seeing music for a long time. Yeah, I remember the Bags. Yeah, they were a fun outfit. It's I like the cover with you. Is that you chasing down that bus?
That's me chasing down the old 666 bus.
Hence, Better Late Than Never. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. I like that. But you know, play another one. And how we talked off here briefly, but you don't know how far this thing's gonna go as far as playing out.
No, I don't, you know. Well, we're just...
Well, obviously, there's a release party Saturday. But
record release party Saturday, and then we're booking some more local shows as they come, and we'll just see how far it goes. I don't have any grandiose plans right now.
But, yeah.
You know.
Good enough.
Yeah. Cool. So, what would you like to hear now, Skybar? Would you like to hear a slow song off the new record, or would you rather hear If I Were Your Woman by Gladys Knight and the Pips, or Lola by the Kinks?
You could. Do you have two in you?
Probably, yeah.
All right, why don't do one from the record?
Okay.
And then I'm no offense to Gladys, we're probably going to opt for Lola.
Okay.
But
that sounds good. All right. Okay.
Play that. We'll play some more from the record. I'll get Justine on, but okay.
Well, cool, yeah. I'm going to play the song off the record is If I Could Be the One.
Play something, another one off. Sometimes, you wrote all these stuff, I assume.
Yeah.
I ask people a lot of times, is it lyric first, music first, both, does it mix up?
It mixes up, but a lot of the times it's just playing guitar and you build off a lick and then you put a lyric to that and then you fill in the blanks, yeah.
All right. Gonna play something off Better Late Than Never. We're gonna get Justine and the Unclean, play something off of them, their new CD, and then we'll be back. And I think he's got one more in him.
Yeah.
And here we go.
Something bad about hate.
We're back. It's 8:45. I got about 15 minutes left. Nat's good enough to, actually that was who I played. That was Justine and the Unclean, Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke off of Heartaches and Hot Problems. They'll obviously be at the bill Saturday night, and we played Something Good About Love off of Better Late Than Never, Nat's great new release. And you got one more in you before we...
I think so, yeah. I went in the studio recently with Jim Janota and Charles Hansen of Justine and the Unclean. And we recorded a song. It's an ancient Scottish song, that an ancient Scottish traditional song that we did. It's called Highland Fling. And I'd like to play that for you if I could.
There you go.
Okay.
She was sassy, she was quite a piece of assy. She knew how to dance and sing, she wasn't shy, I soon discovered. Took me home to meet her mother, then she said she'd be my lover, and we had a Highland fling. Built, got right underneath my kilt, played my balls and made me tilt, buzzed my buzzers, made bells ring, yet 'twas over before it started, one last kiss and she departed, left me lonely, broken hearted, dreaming of a Highland fling. End through the highlands and the glens, trying to find that lass again, wondering deaf where is thy sting. I've climbed mountains, I've crossed rivers, give her all I had to give her, just to find one more night with her, have another Highland fling.
Good.
Thank you, Skybar.
Just whipped that up, the three of you.
Yeah. Well, it's an ancient, like I said, a traditional Scottish ballad, so yeah.
Good enough.
It's a beauty.
Anything you want to get out there before we call it a night?
No, man. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Thanks so much again for coming on. I've followed you for a long time, and it's a great honor to have you in here.
Well, it's great to be here, and you're doing a great job here at MFO, and everybody come down Saturday night to
Yes, it's a great bill.
Yeah, it's a really powerhouse bill.
We Jason Edmonds will be there doing some comic relief, and did I get that right? Yeah, he's going to be there doing some comic relief and emceeing this thing. Didn't want to leave him out. Yes,
right.
Jason Edmonds,
mm-hmm.
Justine and the Unclean, Watts, and of course, Nat Friedberg. Saturday at once. That's it. I'm gonna play a couple more tunes and I'm gonna get out of here. And I'm gonna play something right now from the Upper Crust, from your latest release, actually. And
cool.
That's it. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Cover.
Yeah, thanks for coming in once again, and I'll see everybody here next week, if not at once this Saturday. This is the Upper Crust. All right, that was a Nervous Eaters song called I Get a Hold on It. Before that, the Upper Crust, Heads Will Roll. It's 8:57 WMFO in Medford. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. See you next week. I'm going to leave you a little something by Social Distortion. See ya. WMFO in Medford.
Take this moment.